all out of God. Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 1, Lesson 4, by Mark D. Folkt. Seeing that out of him and through him and back to him is all, Romans 11:36. In the last lesson, we explored what's called the divine cycle, based on Romans 11:36. Now we're going to focus on the first part of that cycle. Out of him is all. This truth is so big, so deep, and so life-changing that most people, even believers, struggle with it. At first, it might sound too strong, but if we don't understand that everything's out of God, we can't truly grasp the rest of the cycle. Without the out of, there is no through or back to. Yes, but most people have no problem believing that God created the world, the stars, the oceans, the planets, the animals. But when we say that everything comes out of God, including human actions, choices, and even suffering, that's when the objections begin. Yes, but people have free will. Yes, but God couldn't have planned evil. Yes, but God only allows, he doesn't cause. These yes but statements come from our human viewpoint. But Romans 11:36 gives us God's viewpoint. And from his side, everything, absolutely everything, is out of him. We don't fully understand this because we see from a limited, time-bound perspective. But God sees all things clearly and completely. What looks confusing or wrong to us is part of his perfect, loving, and purposeful plan. Paul unveils the mystery. This truth wasn't clearly revealed until the Apostle Paul was called to share it. In his later letters, and especially Ephesians and Colossians, Paul unveils the full scope of God's universal plan. It includes not only the earth, but the entire heavens, all powers and authorities, and every created being. All of it flows from God. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, "Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ." That's not just a spiritual statement, it's an absolute truth. All is out of God. Two powerful examples. One, Joseph's story. Joseph's brothers hated him so much that they sold him into slavery. Later, he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. But through all of this, God had a purpose. Eventually, Joseph became second in command in Egypt and saved his family, and many others, from famine. Joseph didn't say, "God fixed a bad situation." Instead, he said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Genesis 50:20. God didn't react to what happened. He planned it. It was all out of him. Two, the cross of Christ, the betrayal by Judas, the Roman execution, the suffering and death of the Son of God. It was the darkest moment in human history. And yet, it was God's plan from the beginning. The crucifixion, as horrific as it was, became the pathway to the resurrection and reconciliation of all. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't plan B. It was out of God, the potter in the clay. In Romans 9, Paul compares God to a potter and us to clay. God shapes each vessel, some for honor, some for dishonor, and even those he shapes for glory, he allows to be broken. Why? Because broken vessels shine brighter. They reveal his mercy, wisdom, and love in ways that unbroken ones never could. Everything is out of him. This includes your story, your successes and failures, your joys and your suffering, even the things you don't understand yet. All of it flows from a wise and loving Father. Nothing surprises him. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is outside his authorship. Out of him is all. That's the starting point of the divine cycle and the beginning of real peace.